Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something super powerful. Self-discipline. Now, I know what you might be thinking, self-discipline sounds like a buzzword for boring. But trust me, this isn't about becoming some monk living on mountaintops, though, hey, if that's your vibe, more power to you. This is about building inner strength and resilience, the kind that helps you tackle life's challenges head on, crush your goals, and feel truly in control. Ever felt like you were letting life just happen to you? Like you were caught in a current, unable to steer your own ship? Yeah, me too. The self-discipline is like learning to navigate those waters with confidence. It's about making choices that align with your values, even when it's tough. And let me tell you, the rewards are incredible. So buckle up because we're going deep. Here are 5 key takeaways from our chat today on unlocking the power of self-discipline in your daily life. First things first, remember that self-discipline isn't about deprivation. It's not about saying no to everything fun and exciting. Think of it more like prioritizing what truly matters. You know, that project you've been putting off. That workout routine you dream of sticking to. That healthy habit you want to build. Self-discipline helps you say yes to those things, even when you're feeling tired or tempted by distractions. Second, start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. That's a recipe for burnout. Instead, focus on 1 or 2 small changes at a time. Want to get more exercise? Start with a 15-minute walk every day. Want to eat healthier? Swap out sugary drinks for water. Remember, consistency is key. Third, find what motivates you. What gets you fired up? What are your goals? When we connect our actions to something bigger than ourselves, a passion project, a dream vacation, or simply feeling proud of ourselves, it becomes easier to stay motivated and disciplined. Think about it like this. Imagine you're training for a marathon. You wouldn't just start running 26 miles on day 1, right? You'd build up gradually, using your goal as fuel to keep pushing forward. Fourth, be kind to yourself. We all slip up sometimes. Don't beat yourself up over a missed workout or an unhealthy snack. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track. Remember, self-discipline is a journey, not a destination. It's about progress, not perfection. Finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. When you achieve something, even if it seems small, take a moment to acknowledge your hard work. This helps reinforce positive behavior and keeps you motivated for the long haul. Think of it like this. Every time you make a healthy choice, you're building a stronger foundation for yourself. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You've got that big deadline looming at work and your inbox is overflowing. Your social media feed is buzzing with endless notifications tempting you to scroll and escape the pressure. You feel overwhelmed, like every fiber of your being wants to just curl up under a blanket and binge watch your favorite show. Sound familiar? This is where self-discipline comes in. It's that inner voice that says, nope, I'm going to prioritize this important task, even though it feels much easier to hit the snooze button on responsibility. You might have a million other things you could be doing, but self-discipline helps you laser focus on what needs to get done. It's about making conscious choices that align with your goals, even when distractions are pulling at you. So remember, building a life of intention and fulfillment starts with small, consistent actions fueled by self-discipline. It's not about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself every single day, making choices that support your growth, and embracing the journey. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts in the comments below. What's one small step you can take today to build more self-discipline in your life? And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Build Your Stoic Core, because together, we're building strength, resilience, and balance, one day at a time. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.